Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. Just got in, cracked a Coke Zero, ready to do some comedy.
Comatize.
You ready to get comatose up in here?
Not what I said.
I know.
Don't put words in my mouth.
What else can't I put into your mouth?
Is one thing a list?
Technically.
Words, that's it.
Yeah. As long as it's bullet pointed, you should be good.
Your face. Oh no, my face.
Oh no, my face. That's my favorite. That's my favorite Carl Sandburg book.
Yeah.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So I just found out about something that's pretty neat.
Okay.
Hopsun Miku. You know who Hopsun Miku is?
No. Is he German?
Anyway, it's a pop star in Japan, and it's a hologram.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that doesn't compute. What are we talking about?
The pop star that people like go in the thousands and thousands, the tens of thousands to arena shows, and they fucking watch this hologram, and it's pretty awesome.
Dance and sing and.
Yeah.
So this is basically Electro Bieber.
I guess so. It's way cheaper than unless my knowledge of holograms is failing me right now. I'm pretty sure your hologram's not going to get addicted to like meth.
Well,
go in and out of rehab and have a guardian, you know. And
isn't that how like pop stars maintain their popularity though? Was with scandal. So here's the thing. The descent is actually much more controllable. At this point, so they can say, okay, 6 months in, after you know the second album releases and the sales start to flag, you know, we're going to give them some serious stuff to deal with, which might be morally questionable if you're dealing with an actual 15-year-old, but with a hologram, whatever.
Yeah, it says Miku is a rising star in Japan and abroad, singing catchy J-pop. That matches her blue-green hair. She's also a virtual avatar created by Krypton Media using Yamaha's Vocaloid voice synthesizer. That hasn't stopped her from amassing a legion of fans who really love her work. I mean, really love it. Crowds of thousands frantically waving glow sticks and singing along with Miku as she appears via 3D hologram on stage.
I mean, isn't this the next logical step, though? I mean, after that, what do we have left to do besides make holographic fans?
Leave it to the Japanese, though. They actually broke away from spending most of their time inventing new ways to slaughter everything that lives in the sea.
Why do they hate the sea?
I have no idea.
Why do they hate that?
Every Japanese child fucking grows up thinking that they'll be the one to someday slaughter what's the guy with the trident?
Poseidon?
Yeah, whatever.
They make everything out of whalebone there. Like that's what their cars are made out of. Whalebone.
Nice.
Yeah. No, see the virtual pop star thing, that's actually a pretty good idea because there's no economy of scale with that. There's no touring schedule. All you have to do is have like these arenas that have the equipment there. You could actually have simultaneous
a 30 city tour
like
in one day.
Like simultaneously is what I'm saying. Like
yeah.
a
30 city tour in one day.
Yeah. Like a fucking Glenn Beck digital theater presentation of, you know, Godless America, except with catchy J-pop.
You know, they actually MGM turned the Muppet 3D theater into the Glenn Beck theater.
Really?
Yep. You just get sprayed with his tears in the middle of it. The Glenn Beck 3D experience, man.
Honey, I Shrunk the Government.
Yep. That's the one.
I'm gonna say something here, Chris. I want you to call me if I'm off base.
Okay.
I think it should be okay, legal, and encouraged for human beings to hunt tow truck drivers and parking enforcers for sport.
Yeah, I thought about that on the way home today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Only when you say hunt the police, that people don't like that. When they sit on the side of the road and height,
they're not technically police is the thing. They're city
readers.
They're city officials. They're not stopping any actual crime unless the person is parking on top of a handicapped person. They're not actual people. Is the thing. They exist entirely to predate on people who break senseless laws.
You're talking about the handicap?
Yeah.
they're just not people, really.
they're not. I mean, it's kind of. But well, no.
The only time you ever see one actually really come out is when you steal a parking spot, right?
Then all of a sudden, I'm the monster. Man, they're just like people who work at banks to like put fees on you. There's this entire class of people. I don't know how they exist or how they're still tolerated. They're an entire class of public servants or public disservants, rather, who exist to make our lives harder. You know, like I mean, I've been parking on the street here for about 5 years. My car shows it. I mean, you've parked in my neighborhood. You know, you're parallel parking on a 70 degree grade in the middle of winter while everybody's like plowed in, and you have like 0.8 car lengths to work with, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So like, as if this isn't already enough of an ordeal, you know, like my bumper comes like within. You know, a cunt hair's breadth of a parking meter or the painted line, and all of a sudden I'm slapped with a ticket. I don't think that there's any justice in the world. Why do these people exist?
Have you gotten a ticket?
I've gotten one parking ticket. Okay.
In 5 years.
In 5 years, I've gotten one parking ticket, and
And I'm pissed. How long ago was this?
This was about 3 years ago.
You need to fucking get over it, dude.
No. But I mean, winter's coming is the thing. All right. I'm thinking about this.
God, winter's coming, so the laws should go away.
Yeah. Because it gets hard. It gets so hard. You know. Because
I think recommendations should be seasonal.
Here's the thing. I think that all innovation in this world, like everything that got better, it happened because somebody got so fucking angry. Somebody got so just frustrated at the way things were that a better alternative just materialized. Like they just some fucker parked him in, right? Mm-hmm. And then just they squinted and they just and they like started glowing like a fucking Dragon Ball Z character, and they should hate Diamond, and they figured out how to spontaneously teleport.
Nice.
And then they solved the transportation crisis forever and ever, right?
Yeah, I mean, and furthermore, you could use an example like the transformation of the monocle into glasses.
Yeah.
Somebody got so pissed, they're like, I'm going to put another one in my eye.
Will I never?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's how it happened. Here's my question on the parking tip. Why can't cars drive sideways?
They can.
Where's this at? Because I want to, because like this will happen to me. I'll go out in the morning and I'll be getting ready to leave my parking spot. And overnight, one person behind me parked right up against my bumper, and another person in front of me parked right up against my bumper, and I have like 2 inches to work with to like Austin Powers my way out of that. Right.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to turn a crank and have my wheels go perpendicular to my car and just whoop, off I go. You know, just like I want the ability to go sideways like Willy Wonka's magic glass elevator. That's all I need.
I'll work on it.
Okay, please do.
You seem angry. I'm not sure if you're angry enough to motivate me to do it for real. But
right. I just want to start glowing like a Dragon Ball Z character. Should have hate Diamond and have my car go sideways. It's not so much to ask.
Just get angry about it. Things will change. Stop getting angry.
Okay, sorry.
You can't get upset about things that you cannot change.
I know. I've been to the meetings, Chris.
Hey, man, what happens if you go through the airport turnstile sideways?
Tase.
You're going to Bangkok.
What?
If you go through the airport turnstile sideways.
Waka waka. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to Bangkok.
I mean, we could probably fill the whole episode with place names that make me snicker.
Probably not.
Like Titty Kaka?
Case closed.
God, I so wish I could have been a cartographer in like the 18th century. I'd find places and just name them senseless. Name them senseless shit.
From now on, the Panama Canal will be named the Vast Deferens Canal.
Yeah, yeah. The cocky poop isthmus. It's there's so much wasted potential.
Things should be named like the city of Chicago is going to start selling their bus and train lines for sponsorship.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to take the KFC downtown. We always pick on KFC. I don't know why.
I don't know. I mean,
there are clearly easier targets within the fried chicken demographic.
The KFC downtown. See, the problem is it goes really fast, but it's quite oily when it comes back, when it comes out the back end.
Little kids, they see race a lot better than we do. I was asking the kid. I said, do you ever see people who are different colors than you? We were in the restaurant, and she pointed at this table next to us and said, like, those black people? I was like, oh, shit. You're going to get me killed like Cole did. walking downtown Cleveland at, like, 10:30 at night, and Cole screams out, hey, look, there's Don King. which clearly was a line from the Ninja Turtles, and you were like four,
right?
And
right.
Our bad mother had us there.
So. Yeah. No, I was gonna say, why is that my fault when mom had us?
All because she wanted to score some crack after the baseball game.
I mean, it's the middle of the 1990s, okay, or early 90s.
Reginald Denny's wounds were fresh from the cinder block, and Cole screaming, hey, look, Don King.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, Falling Down had just come out, and, you know, just the riots were sweeping the nation, and here we are, the Whitey McCracker family in downtown Cleveland, and here I am. I've got no filter. I'm 4 years old, and I'm screaming about Don King.
Yeah. The only get out of jail free card you have in that area is, where's the Christmas Story house? We're lost. That's the only reason we're there. So who knows? But then, so the follow up question is to her. I said, I'm like, you know, you calm down, please.
Yeah.
And don't do this to me. I'm serious. she says, well, we have a black president. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, we do. So, I said, well, what's his name? And she says, George Washington. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, well, you know,
that's the teacher's fault.
George Washington, among other founding fathers, like black women, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
They had harems.
Harems. They had. They
flash forward 230 years, and they have ho trains.
Whoop, whoop.
Times are changing.
Times they are changing, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little kids. They man, I wish that I didn't have as much of a filter as I do. Honestly, I think that we could all benefit from looking at a kid like Emma. I mean, I think we can agree that Emma's a good kid, but just
all kids. I would just, let's just speak more generally.
Yeah.
I think that my point being is that all kids just kind of say what's on their mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that we could all. I would like to be able to say when I'm in an elevator, you know what, you fucking stink. That's not childlike, though. That's just mean.
No, it's kind of childlike.
Yeah, yeah. Just to take out the expletive and multiply by 100.
Nah, keep the expletive in.
It's funny when little kids swear.
When little kids swear, it's awesome.
It's the best thing. Like, I mean, at no point in my life do I want children, but I think that teaching him to swear like a Furby would be probably the high point.
Yep.
I mean, you have a kid, so...
Nothing better than when a kid screams, get me out of this fucking trunk!
How long do you think it's been since somebody died from a bow and arrow wound?
Probably within the hour.
Yeah, I just...
If it hasn't happened yet, it will.
Right, right. Should we send the TDRK Nation out to do that?
Probably not. I think we should. No, because people hunt with bow and arrow, and people hunt with crossbow, and you know, there's some. I mean, self-inflicted arrow wounds are probably a little bit less than what you would expect.
Right. Get that nice bank shot.
Tiny little bow and arrow, and shoot yourself in the femoral artery. That's the way I want to go.
Yeah. Self-inflicted bow and arrow.
How would you kill yourself? Pills? Gunshot? Knife? Nope. Arrow.
Oh man, set myself on fire. That'd be the way to do it.
Yep. I would set up an elaborate obstacle course with fucking jacks and broken glass.
Would you would saw yourself?
Banana peels. Just a bunch of turned up swords.
How do you want to go? Nah, I think some kind of saw situation.
Some sort of knife obstacle course area. Oh, God. Yeah. What now?
I have no idea. What now?
I was really asking, not you.
Oh.
That's why I started with, oh, God.
Says the liberal arts major, but I think that there are certain things that you learn that enrich your life, you know?
Why do you say that all the time?
What?
But I am a liberal arts major.
Well, it's self-deprecating, you know? I clearly am not employable, so...
What do you expect from liberal arts?
Yeah.
How do you even eat?
Oh, God. Do you have to bring that up, Chris?
I create food in my mind because I'm a liberal arts major.
Yeah. I've read a lot about food, so I can tell you culturally where food comes from and food's place in the media. But
here, why don't we sit down and theorize why we really need money?
Anyway? Yeah, God, it's just a social construct, man.
Check out this 3D rendering animation that I made of money.
Yeah, right. So I suppose we better tell the listeners. I won't give the entire backstory, but I had to call my bank to get rid of a bunch of fees because bullshit credit card company.
If you listen to the Kmart portion of one of our previous podcasts, you're caught up to where we're at on this one.
Yeah. I have a tendency, but no, talking to a nice bank lady about getting some fees removed, and she's going to sign me up for a line of credit to make sure that none of this ever happens again. I'll reduce my fees, et cetera. And she asked me what my income is, and I tell her, hey, I have these two part-time jobs, and this is how much I work, and this is how much I make. And then just okay, I'll call you back. And then she calls me back after it's, you know, summarily declined. She says to me, I don't understand how you eat. Like those were her exact words.
Are you calling me from a room at the Y?
Yeah. Right.
You in some sort of halfway house?
All that I have to my name is a MacBook Pro and a microphone. That's I'm using the library's Wi-Fi.
The income difference between convicted felon and college graduate is not as big as it used to be.
No, it's not. There's no money. There's no money. And I thought I was doing fine until she says that. And I realize that, you know, I'm boiling shoes for sustenance and adding shredded cheese to everything to bump up the calorie count so I don't fucking start losing teeth.
Sell them.
I could sell what?
The teeth.
Right. I could make a necklace.
Yep.
It's a tribal necklace.
Hey, it's a total liquidation sale. All body parts must go.
Everything about me must go. Seriously, feed me, please. I'm gonna set my soul on fire. I'm trying to imagine what fucked up porn site would advertise with us. Amputee fetish.
Any one of them.
Stumps or us.
Get stumped.
Nubhub.
Amputee dating site. Nubhub.
Nubhub.
Are you looking for someone to complete you? Someone who has parts you don't.
Testimonial. I have no arms and she has no legs. I strap her on like a backpack and we're fucking Voltron.
We're going places. Chest to back and we go.
I'm sorry, I cried.
That's the new two-legged race right there.
Oh man.
What do they chase?
Clumsy shop teachers. Strike the match a little soul for soul. I just set my soul
on fire. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't go to any glee watching parties.
No. Is that a thing? Do people honestly do that?
Personally, I don't experience glee.
We have nothing better as human beings to bond over than television shows.
What do you want to bond over, you fucking pretentious prick?
Me? I don't know. Shared experiences.
Fucking shark guy and the shop teacher. They don't exactly have a lot of shared experiences.
Au contraire, no,
it only takes one.
Au contraire, mon frère.
One slip up in each of their occupations.
Yeah. Shark guy? Is shark guy an occupation?
Yeah. I don't know
if you work at the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, shark guy?
That's seasonal.
It's awesome. One week a year. Better than being a teacher. You know, I think about how much we would know about sharks if we actually researched them every week instead of just 1 week a year.
God. Sharks have so much to teach us.
Well, we could probably talk to them.
Did you know that sharks were the inspiration for the movie The Running Man?
Listen here, shark. If you ate that woman, we're going to find out. We got little fishes all over this ocean.
Primetime television drama. It's like Flipper, except it's a shark and it's a crime. It's a crime drama.
Uh-huh.
Shark crime. Shark cops. Mm. Bo-don't.
Shaft's grandson and a dolphin.
Richard Roundtree the third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a dolphin, maybe.
Richard Roundtree the third.
With like one of those voice modulators that speaks, lets him talk.
It's got like a collar on that just he speaks with a British accent.
Damn a dolphin.
Drives around in the poolmobile from that episode in The Simpsons.
I ain't always gonna be here to pour water on you.
The chase scenes are very, they always involve water,
mm-hmm.
Which is strange because it takes place in Arizona. Do you ever want to get one of those happy lamps?
What are you talking about?
One of those happiness lamps that people with seasonal affective disorder have.
Are you talking about the one that wakes you up? It's light?
Kind of, but like I'm talking about like light therapy, like for people who are sad because it's dark all the time.
Yeah, personally, I think that's an excuse to not face their real issues. What's really making them sad.
The crushing realities of life.
Let's just face it, because in the summertime, at least when the weather's nice, you can go out and do stuff to get your mind off how shitty your life is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the wintertime, you just got to sit there and fucking deal with it.
Yeah, you're trapped inside with your
demons. This winter is going to be awful for you.
Oh gosh.
Let's just take a minute.
Just have a minute. Let's take a moment of silence.
This moment of silence was sponsored by a seasonal affective disorder.
It's coming. It's coming so quick. Days are getting shorter. You know, it's already dark when you wake up. Like, I'm not talking about, like, still dark. I'm talking about already. There's a lot of research out there that suggests that, like, the majority of our problems as a society, as a people.
Yeah.
everything from our mood to the way we sleep to our eating habits. It all stems back from the fact that electric light has completely shifted our timetable.
Why does it have to be electric lights? Why can't it be fire?
Well, I mean, it's so much easier. It's so much more pervasive, right?
I don't know. You had fire, you had candles, you know. The Japanese had whale oil lamps.
Yeah. See, the sad thing is, whale oil is actually renewable. So, just breed more whales, man.
Or do the whales just like come to the whale oil milking bin?
Yeah,
thing like cows twice a day. They just walk themselves or swim themselves up and hook up, and you pump them.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there's so much we can do in the field of genetic engineering. Why can't we just make especially oily whales?
Why can't we make whale people?
Whalemen.
Yeah.
You asked that as a joke, but I don't know. I'm not against human-animal hybrids.
I'm sure you're not.
Think about it. Like, if we just had sexy panther people walking around.
Sexy panther people.
I'm not, you know, like, not like in a creepy furry way, but I'm just talking about just...
You know? I never pegged you as a Fermi.
Like I said, it's not that way, but just think about it, man.
Are you into Pillow Pals?
What?
Pillow Pals.
Oh, like body pillow, like you cuddle up to them and they have like anime characters? Or
mine doesn't have an anime character, but no.
Yours has Yogi Bear.
Huh?
Yours has Yogi Bear.
Sure.
Hey boo boo, it's a time to cuddle. Let's see what's in your picnic basket.
God, if only a bear would stop at the picnic basket.
How many lives has Yogi Bear cost us?
I don't know.
Look, kids, a bear. He's here for a...
What park with Jellystone?
It was, what was the ranger's name?
Oh, Clyde Evans.
He was voiced by Pete Rose, actually. It was very fun.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, he was. It was a big thing. Hanna-Barbera used to be based out of Cincinnati.
Your face.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you look that up.
Jim Henson can rot in hell.
Why do you say that? His creations are so delightful.
Yeah, I guess so. They were never on a farm, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of rural comedy.
Rural?
Am I getting that right? Rural?
Arl?
Oh, God. You have to excuse me. I'm turning into a werewolf again.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
I just have a bunch of sexy wolf people walking around.
I'm gonna be the first person in line to the Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm just gonna pick up the whole turkey and carry it to my table and set it in front of me rather than filling a plate. What would anybody do if I just like got out my regular knife and my fork and just started eating?
Sit down at the end of the buffet table and tuck the tablecloth in like it's a bib.
just tell the person behind me, don't worry, yours will be ready in 3 hours.
I've always wanted to be the guy who can yank the tablecloth out. I like Arrested Development too. Do you want to talk about other television shows we like?
No.
Okay, then stop that.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks for having me confront my problems.
It's a perfectly natural response. Yeah, I mean, I think that like most of life's issues, they can be solved within a half hour, time span. You know, whether that be Maury Povich or a podcast or, you know.
Well, the third DNA test results reveal my baby's daddy. Real show, really on last week.
What?
Really, Maury Povich.
I just want, I pray to whatever God exists that Maury Povich, with the preponderance of like DNA testing that he does, that he somehow stumbles upon immaculate conception. Here we have, you know, Trailer Park Queen Yolanda, and turns out that nobody that she's ever slept with is the father of this child. This is actually the new Christ baby.
Little Christ baby.
Just a little Christ baby wandering around.
Sexy panther baby.
It's a sexy panther Christ baby wandering around.
Sexy panther Christ baby.
Sexy panther Christ baby dying for... He's a DJ. He dies for our spins, okay?
Oh, God.
A sexy panther Christ baby DJ dying for our spins. How shitty do you feel now?
I feel very small.
That is actually a very tiny Christ baby panther Christ baby DJ spins. Can we just keep piling stuff onto this?
No.
Espousing conservative ideology?
Body aches.
What'd you do?
Not sure. I think I woke up again. Fuck.
God, I enjoy sleeping too much, Chris.
Wait, what's the matter, Chris? Oh, I fucking woke up again.
That's like the 365th day in a row this year.
I hate that.
It's bad. I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. Sometimes it's disheartening when that happens.
A coma sounds like a good idea right now. Can I just wake up in a few years when whoever's taking us over has already done it?
Yeah.
We're happy again.
Please, just let me skip a year. I just want to wake up when it's better.
It's going to take longer than that.
Stop it.
Could be. Yeah. Maybe not.
I'm forever intrigued by the notion of the rapture. It's a neat idea, I think. I know it shows up nowhere in the Bible, but I like the idea that just one day you're going to wake up and all the good people are gone and all that's left is the bad people.
You know, like when birds like posture and they put their wings out, or they'll like kind of cuddle their wings around their younger birds, or you know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what I think of when I think of rapture.
Go on.
I don't know. Just
I like the idea that it's already happened. And just here we are.
We're what's left. I feel better now.
Oh, God.
Talk about no energy. This is one of those days where I just want to like lay on my side in bed and moan.
Doesn't that feel so good?
It does.
Getting up only to close the blinds tighter.
And then it gets to be like 5 o'clock and you're like, I can't lay here anymore.
So you go sit in the chair and you moan.
Yeah. Go get some drive-through food and cry.
Roll down the window. What would you like today, sir?
That'll be $5.92.
You give the toast at your daughter's wedding. You accept the Nobel Prize.
Misery sounds a lot like a blowjob.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Cut.
I think I'm done here.
I think I'm done here. Let's just brush my hands of this situation and mosey on to the next town. Solve some shark crime.